Welcome to a new episode of Proverb Per Diem, a daily podcast from now until, well, no promises. But you and I are here today, and I, for one, am beyond shocked and humbled that you would take time out of your busy life to listen to this. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. Today I'm going to break this verse into two different sections. The first part, let the wise hear and increase their learning. I really want to look at two words inside of the first part of that verse. Hear and increase. Because we're looking at a verse and it tells us to let the wise hear and increase. And so in order for that to happen, one is speaking to the wise person. A wise person has to be willing to listen. And that's part of being a wise person, is being willing to listen to many different stories, many different sources to help you learn, to help you understand things better. As a wise person, you realize, you recognize that you never know where your next source of wisdom will come from. It may very well come from watching the fool make a mistake of something and saying, you know what, I'm not going to make that mistake. So knowing that you need to listen to more people than just yourself, to widen your sources, to widen the people who are having an impact on you so that you can learn from everybody. Now, the second thing is, what is being heard is profitable. So it's not just you hear something and you automatically latch onto it or dive into it. No, it's you've heard something and you recognize it as a wise person that this is profitable. This is going to cause me and my life and the people around me to increase. This is going to increase God's kingdom. And because of that, now I'm taking what I've heard, recognizing that it's going to increase in my life, and therefore I'm going to apply it to me. That's the heart of being a wise person. That is step number one. And the second part of this verse says, the one who understands obtains guidance. And that's part of being that wise, understanding person, is recognizing that you still have more to learn. You still have a need to have other people invested in you. You still have the need to have a mentor. You don't have it figured out on your own. And therefore, you know that because you understand the way life works and you understand your limitations, you understand that you can't do it all, you don't know it all, you're looking to obtain guidance from others. So what's the takeaway? What can we take this verse and learn from it? What can we apply in a general way to our lives and be a more wise person? And I think the takeaway is simple on this verse. To be wise is to know what you don't know. To be wise is to recognize that you don't have it figured out. To be wise is to understand you still have just as much to learn as you did 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Because that's the process of sanctification. Constantly throughout my life, becoming more and more like Christ. And so the learning process never ends. I hope as you listen to this one-sided conversation from me to my children, that God used something that I said to speak to you today. As you go, I'll leave you with this. Your circumstances are in God's hands, and good or bad, trust Him to bring glory to His name. Have a great day.